As promised, we're joined right now by a linebacker for the Indianapolis Colts. He had a huge game in that win Sunday over Atlanta. 14 tackles, 2 for loss, 105 tackles, 10 tackles for a loss, a sack and a fumble recovery last season. Played his college ball at Northwestern. He was the 161st pick overall in 2017. Indianapolis is 2-1. They're at home against Oakland on Sunday. That, of course, is a CBS game. Anthony Walker makes his Jungle debut. Anthony, good to have you on. How are you?
Appreciate you guys having me on. How you guys doing?
Good, good. Good to have you. You know, guys always talk about how hard it is to win in the NFL, so that's a given. Every win in that league is special, but how good did it feel to win the home opener on Sunday and to do it against a good Falcons team?
Yeah, I think, I think Peyton Manning talked to us during training camp and was like, don't never get tired of winning. You know, I don't care how good you are, how good, you know, you think your team is, you know, you can't take winning for granted, because it's so hard to win in this league. And I tell everybody, my family, they're like, man, I want to come to a good game. I'm like, dude, you can come to every game. Every game is going to be decided by one score or less 90% of the time, you know. So I think, you know, going against this opponent that we just, you know, faced Atlanta, I mean, so many weapons on offense, a great quarterback, you know, weapons on defense and everything like that. For us to come out and, you know, play in front of the home crowd for the first time and get that win, you know, is definitely great.
Anthony Walker joining us. Now, you had an absolutely huge game. It seemed like you were everywhere. What was your mindset going into that game?
I just wanted to do my role on the defense. I know I had, the move to Darius Leonard position at will, knowing he'd be out. I just wanted to make as many plays as I could. You know, I know Darius' whole mindset is he doesn't have 15 tackles a game, then he played bad. So, obviously, I played bad in his eyes, and I told him I'll play better next week for him. So, if he's not out there with us.
You know, that's really something. Like, it should come as no surprise whatsoever based on what you did last year and the fact that you and Darius Leonard were the league's leading tackle tandem. But if you go back to your rookie year, you had to fight through some injuries and you didn't get rolling the way you would have liked. So when you look back on that rookie year, what kind of thoughts do you have and what was it like to deal with those challenges?
Yeah, I was funny. I was just actually talking to one of our rookies about it. I said my rookie year, I basically took it as my redshirt year of college. I was hurt and everything like that, but I used it to, you know, kind of get my body in the physical shape that I needed it to be in, you know, to be an NFL player. I also just learned the ins and outs of the game. I watched the guys that were in front of me, you know, like John Bostic, Antonio Morris, and all those guys. I watched those guys prepare and everything like that, learn from them, and then just kind of try to apply it to my routine and everything like that. So I think it helped me more than anything. You know, it definitely put everything in a perspective of, you know, me being hurt. You know, you can't take the game for granted and everything like that. But I could also use it as a positive to understand, you know, what it means to be a pro.
We're talking to Anthony Walker. Now, you mentioned that Darius Leonard was hurt. How would you describe, when he's out there and the success you guys have had playing together, how would you describe the chemistry between you and Leonard on the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think we play really well off of each other, you know. I know Darius is always going to be, you know, he's going to have my back if I go and try to take a risk, and I'm going to have his if he does the same thing. So I think we play really well off of each other, number one. But I think that's more so based on the relationship we have off the field. You know, he's probably at my house waiting for me right now. But, that's just we just always, hanging around each other outside of football. And when you build that relationship, that makes the on-field relationship even much better.
We're talking to Anthony Walker, and we're talking Colts football. So when Andrew Luck announced his retirement, there was a story that you told Jacoby Brissett, quote, dude, 100%, let's go, we're with you, end quote. So what had you seen from him in the past that gave you that kind of confidence in him?
Yeah, also my rookie year, because I didn't play, I got a chance to sit back and watch the offense a little bit more as well. So I saw what Jacoby brought to the table. I saw, you know, again, my dad was an offensive coordinator, quarterback coach when I was growing up in high school. So I kind of have, like, you know, what a good quarterback is and, you know, how they look, you know, and just their demeanor. And when I was watching Jacoby, I just saw how, you know, he was so confident, even killed, you know, no matter what the situation was, going good or bad. And then I saw this year, you know, we have weapons. You know, we have guys that can go out there. And really, you know, when they have the ball in their hand, they're very dangerous. And we have the offensive line, we have the running game and everything like that. So I was really confident because, you know, the guys around him, Jacoby more so than, you know, just Jacoby. I know he's going to be great, but I know his mindset is, man, if I get the ball into my playmaker's hands, you know, they're going to make me look good. So, yeah, I was really, you know, really, really confident in him because I know, you know, the type of person he is, the way he prepares as a, you know, quarterback and everything like that, but also the weapons that we have around him.
Colts linebacker Anthony Walker is joining us. You know, when you talk about guys that you had confidence in and a guy whose back you also had, how about Adam Vinatieri? All week long you were telling everybody, this guy's going to bounce back. He's going to be fine. And sure enough, he was 2 for 2 on field goals, perfect on extra points. Man, how good did it feel to see him show up like that?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely made me look like a smart man.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But no, I mean, again, when you're talking about the GOAT, you know, at the position, you know, many who's kicked so many game winners, Super Bowl winners, whatever it is, playoff winners, you know, you talk about, you know, that guy right there, you know, take everything else out of it. If anybody can get, you know, get out of, you know, whatever you want to call it, it's him. So I knew that, you know, he'd just go back to the drawing board, go back to preparing, you know, the same way he did every time. And, you know, he's going to execute when his time was called again. So, you know, again, we're all human. You know, I guess Vinny just looks at as a superhuman because of all the greatness that he's displayed over the years. But, again, you know, I wasn't surprised that he did what he did on Sunday. And I was very, very happy for him because, again, you know, at, you know, the game, just the fans and everything like that, they hate you at one moment, they love you at one moment. But, you know, with him, he never wavered. He kept his head down, stayed focused, and, you know, that's what I expected from him, though.
You know, you mentioned your dad, and the Colts did a really cool video where you went back home to South Florida. What was life like for you growing up there?
Yeah, you know, it was really, you know, my dad was huge on academics, number one, so I think that was kind of where my foundation was built, you know, very strong academic background. And then, you know, football athletics period came after that. But, you know, again, you know, South Florida, you know, that's all we really pretty much know how to do is play football. You know, if there's one thing. So, again, I played with a lot of, you know, great, talented guys, you know, growing up, you know, that guys that weren't able to make it to the NFL that I thought, you know, man, there's no way he's not going to play in the NFL. So, I was able to play against a lot of elite talent very, very early, and I think that kind of helped me a lot. Yeah, and then going to Northwestern from there, I thought, you know, that was, you know, pretty much my dad was big on, again, academics and everything like that. I was really huge on going to Stanford or Duke. Wasn't able to get a scholarship offer from those two, and ended up going to Northwestern, and I think it worked out pretty well.
That's amazing, really. Three amazing institutions. Like, really quickly, you tell a story about how you ran track when you were roughly 10 or 11, and your dad came up with the idea that you do these track workouts in the morning, then you go to school, then you do your regular track practice in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you remember about those sessions?
Yeah, I hated it, actually. No, that was probably one of the, you know, if me and my dad ever got in an argument, which we rarely ever did, but if we did, it was definitely over track. Because he knew my friends did football and basketball, and he knew I wanted to play basketball. So he let me play my first year, but but he said I had to do track as well. So he let me see, like, you know, how hard that would be. So, and then both of those are in the same season. So he was like, all right, I just want you to focus on track. You know, I'm listening to my dad. You know, my dad knows best. And, you know, I definitely think track did build a great foundation for me as far as form running and, you know, building, you know, stamina and everything like that. And one thing I tell people, difference between track and every other sport is track is more mental than anything. And people say that about a lot of sports, but track is very, very mental. You know, running the 400, you know, all that stuff. It's very, very tough, but I think that, I mean, I really hated track growing up. I really did, but I do think it was definitely huge for me and my success in football today because, you know, it definitely helped me a lot.
He is a linebacker for the Colts, coming off a huge game in that win over Atlanta. As I mentioned, 14 tackles, 2 tackles for a loss, and you've got Indianapolis hosting Oakland Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern. It's on CBS. The Colts are 2-1. Anthony Walker, my guest. My man, you crushed that. Great to have you on, Anthony. Thank you very much. Let's do it again.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Good, man. You got it. I'm going to take you up on that. Nice job. Really well done. Northwestern.